Wanna come to Cali, bounce camp from Miami. I was lit off a Zyny. She keep on calling me Zaddy. Lil baby got a fatty. Lil baby got yummies. Think she ain't got on no panties. Think she ain't got on no panties. She keep on calling me Zaddy. I eat it, I beat it, I fuck her. She ask me why dollars so nasty. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. I give it a D. She calling me Zaddy. Daddy gon' pull up and he gon' fuck you all night. Ay, you know that it ain't not the air, right? Ay, she got Zaddy running up a budget on her. Ay, she got Zaddy running up a budget on her. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. That little baby got a fatty. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. That little baby got a fatty. That lil' baby got a fatty. That lil' baby hella nasty. It ain't right if it ain't messy. It ain't right if it ain't messy. That lil' baby drive an Audi. That lil' baby body body. We be getting ridey. Fuck a ridey.
She was like, goddamn, nigga, you know that shit big. Come on, little nigga, slow down.
She keep on calling me Zaddy. I fuck that bitch in the caddy. She got the dollars on tatty. She got the dollars on tatty.
I put my bitch on the yacht. She said she love me a lot. I put my bitch on the yacht. She love when I eat the box. She love I beat the box. She love I blow a check. She love I run up a check. She let her go shopping in Paris. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. I did my buzz in a raw. She did my mammy a daddy.
Ay, Zaddy gon' pull up and he gon' fuck you all night. Ay, you know Zaddy, they ain't not there, right? Ay, she got Zaddy running up a budget on her. Ay, she got Zaddy running up a budget on her.
She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. That little baby got a fatty. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. She keep on calling me Zaddy. That little baby got a fatty.
Baby drinking champagne, biscuit on your campaign. I ain't never made love, pimping what I made of. All I see is dollar signs in between the panty lines. But I ain't paying for no pussy, ho. You know how this pimping go.
This bitch calling me at 5 o'clock in the morning, talking some bullshit. Hey, Ty, you know what I told this bitch? Biscuit on your campaign. Don't call me J305, call me Zaddy. Hello.
I really want you, girl. You could be be the one, you could be my favorite. We could be in love if we keep dating. Baby, I could beat it up, I can catch the fade with it. Take the mask off, I can put my face in it. You ain't got a trip, we can vacation. Take you all around the world, I'll get you paper planes. If I only hit it once, it would be a shame, wouldn't it? Tell me what you want, I'm tired of debating. Cause I can do you wrong if you won't, babe. Would it keep me on your mind long enough, babe? Should I be nice? Should I be rude? Do I text twice? Do I play cool? I could do it all if you want, babe. Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind, bad as I want to. You let me ride. Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind, bad as I want to. I really want you.
Oh, you can be the one, you can be the only. If you wanna be my girl or just a homie, I can give you love, I could play it cool for you. I could pick you up or send a pull for you. If I use my tongue, baby, would you like that? If you wanna bite, baby, girl, I'll bite back. I can show you some, this could be a lesson. So, tell me what you want, I'm tired of the guessing, baby. I could do you wrong if you won't, babe. Will that keep me on your mind long enough, baby? Should I be nice? Should I be rude? Do I text twice? Do I play cool? I can do you wrong if you want, baby. Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like. I can't read your mind, bad as I want to. I really want you so.
Baby, won't you let me ride? Tell me what you like.
I can't read your mind, bad as I want to. I really want you, girl. Oh, yeah. amazing. I'm one impatient, gotta get paid. I flip through the pages. Time isn't waiting and I'm only aging. Edge of the cliff, I'm anticipating. Only attempt to be mentioned with greatness. Tempted by rares who escape from their cages. Only see me at the rarest occasion. It ain't for the bread on my fam, I can't make it. My girl with a king, she courageous. Like Coretta from the ghetto. She got that heart from the heavens, but she get that look from the devil. Dripping with fantasy, slip through my melody. Melanin show me true colors. I say she bad to the bone. She want the dog, I'ma let her. Petted the drop like a fatty. The levee is broken, I drown in the ocean. She went to mix the elixir, I took a sip of the potion. I lost control of the wheel, but it's driving itself like a Model 3 Tesla. Say what you want like Alexa. She wanna ride like the Metro. I start applying the pressure because I was told that is how you fight gold. Or a diamond, if that's any better, you bound to find something you dig in a hole. You got me driving to my tank on eBay. You drive me crazy, I'm gonna feel good.
Everyone I know one keeps calling me, but I ain't out here trusting these bodies. So if it ain't my baby that's calling me, then I ain't got no time for nobody. But they keep calling
into the course, not an obstacle. Ain't too hard for me to tell you why I love you. You asked me, you tried to test me. You think you one step in front of me, cause I got two left feet. So I tripped over myself and upon my defeat. You just catch me, then you bring me back where I'm supposed to be. And I love you for that, cause you love me for me. And it ain't all about that cutty, but the cutty is great. I ain't talking Scott if you late, cause I'm up better way. And I wanna rump up on your bum bum, then I rest my head on your bosom. Wanna get a whiff of your wisdom, wanna rap to your heartbeat rhythm. Then I wrap you up in licorice and count how many licks I get till I get to the center. You know my every incentive into the course of your mind. Recalibrate, then realign, I double down in half the time. I swear I never felt this alive. A little part of me dies. Look, it ain't you on my line.
Life's a one, lick a second, pocket through a strong face. Come on, we about to see how vulnerable you are. When it's high, you be checking on your phone. Life's scrum. Life's a one, lick a second, pocket through a strong face. Come on, we about to see how vulnerable you are. When it's high, you be checking on your phone. Life's scrum.
Wowza.
Yeah.
Bazinga. It's major chiller time.
Chilling. Oh, I'm so chilled.
So this is a very special edition of the Egg Hour because we don't got one of the mother hens, but we got two baby eggs who will eventually fly off and hatch and become DJs of their own basket shows.
What?
Little
basket shows.
Don't harshen my vibe.
No harshing the vibe.
Beautiful metaphor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We're doing some, training to be Thames officials.
Right.
As like the best.
Right.
To save everyone's lives.
To save everyone's lives.
The training wheels are on.
The training wheels are on. And we're picking up speed. Last week we trained to be bubs. It went really well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We hit many melodies on a harmony third.
A minor seventh.
Ooh, I haven't hit that
that's
yet.
A little spicy.
Ooh, you're kind of saucy.
Yeah. Ooh, a minor seventh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
Yeah, but we're done with being bubs, and now we want to be DJs.
I want to be a disc jockey on the air.
I want to be a DJ.
Yeah. Well. Anyways, so we're training, and we're learning about things.
Right.
and this is Dummy Info Medford. Right. Pretend it's 11:05, and I just said that.
Right.
But what else are we learning about, you know? What are we thinking about?
You know
what my favorite Twitter trend is? When people are like, like, tell me something on your mind, or like, what are you thinking about today? I think my favorite one is like, you ever think you like bought milk from the same cow?
Oh no.
That's true.
Wait, it's so possible.
That's what peak alienation a la Marx.
What if
that is the point of capitalism? You're alienated from your own product.
Yeah.
What if you eat
so
the cow that you drink the milk from?
Oh.
That's like next level.
Do you think they do that?
What if you bred your chicken in its own eggs?
That's really full circle
that's
there.
That's crazy.
Wait, but Charlotte, earlier today you were asking us about some questions, and today I have a question for you.
Yeah?
Annoyed by all the noise from planes departing Logan Airport?
Oh, heck yeah.
Listen to this. Are you...
That's the noise that the planes make.
It's like... Are you annoyed by all the loud airplane noises from flights departing Logan Airport these days?
Who isn't?
I know.
I sure am.
Our towns, me too, Shahana.
All the towns west of Boston, including where I'm from, Western Mass.
You know, I think Longfellow.
Longmeadow. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
I think Longmeadow really gets the shortest end of the bargain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're so close to Logan Airport. While all towns west of Boston are affected by increased airplane noise due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision, this means that every single one, departing from runway 33L on days with northwest winds, this is very specific, continues on four narrow paths over specific neighborhoods with near constant noise as a result. What's the answer?
Give me the report. Yeah, give me the full analysis.
I can't even speak anymore.
I am overwhelmed. I am leaving.
It's okay.
No, it's not, Shahana.
There's a solution.
No.
What? The solution.
Tell me, please.
You're
tearing me apart.
Boston West Fair Skies is trying to change this. For more information,
a change?
Including how to join the mailing list. Ooh, the mailing list.
Ooh, snail mail or speedy too. Like a lightning bug?
Probably both,
like
you know?
Lightning bug.
And file complaints with Massport and your elected officials, please visit bostonwestfairskies.org.
I will.
I will too.
I have that bookmarked, actually.
Yeah, Boston West Fair Skies. Oh, that's my homepage.
Default web browser. Mm-hmm.
No, that's definitely, so yeah, when you open it up, your homepage.
Yeah, that's what
a homepage is.
I forgot. You know, it's been so long. Honestly,
since you were at home.
Do you guys remember Netscape? Did you ever use that browser?
Absolutely not.
Oh. Okay. Maybe we're just like.
I'd say you're dating yourself, but I am older than you.
That is true. I am quite young. Mm-hmm. But Netscape was a browser, I feel like, before Internet Explorer and like.
Oh, absolutely.
Then before
not.
Safari and all that. Yeah, it was.
I only used Google Chrome.
Oh, really? Not even Internet Explorer?
Well, never used that?
No.
Oh. Oh, no.
No,
oh,
I use. I am not.
You're living in the future.
Baby.
Living in the future.
Baby, Shahana.
She always was living in the future.
Yeah.
You didn't use
Internet
Explorer.
I'm just ahead of my time.
That thing was janky.
In India. We just didn't have the internet.
Oh. That's different.
That is different. Yes.
That'll do it to you. That's very true.
Good old Internet Explorer.
I'd say my favorite thing about Spotify is like seeing what people are listening to.
Yeah.
One of my friends has a playlist called Vibes.
Ooh, so like,
that's
vibes.
So tacky. I love it.
Vibes.
I made a playlist called Lighthouse, and there are 57 songs on it, and all of them are called Lighthouse.
Whoa.
Michelle has a playlist called No, and it's just various songs that begin
have
with No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michelle mood.
That is. I did not know there were 57 songs called Lighthouse.
There are.
Do you have a fave?
No, because all of them are great.
Oh, okay. I see.
They're
I
all just it. like quality songs about lighthouses.
Mm.
Or, like, not lighthouses. It depends on the song.
Interesting.
There are 57. Check
Lighthouse.
It out.
I'm checking it out right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite of them?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Lighthouse.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. You should audition for Cheap Socks. Actually, don't, because they didn't give me a call back the first year, freshman year.
Yikes.
But they gave Michelle a call back.
No one is salty.
Michelle.
No, I'm not bitter.
Honestly,
I don't hate comedy at Tufts.
It's not a long-standing grudge.
No, I'm not viscerally bitter every day.
No criticisms.
Yeah, no, it's all love, all love, all love.
LOL. But, however, you know, honestly, I don't know what I was going to say.
Honestly.
You know, you need a lighthouse to guide the way.
I need a lighthouse to guide the way. Please, where is my lighthouse?
I don't know.
Where's my beacon in the night?
Where's my shadows of the night?
Where are
What?
Have you not heard the Jackson Chills?
What?
Shadows.
I think that's the only song that they sang.
It is their bop.
What is this?
Do you know the Jackson Chills, right?
Yes.
For some reason, okay, I think 2016 orientation for like the class of 2020, the sounds from it were the Bubs singing Sign Seal Delivered. I don't
yes.
know if you, did
I
you
have
also,
heard that.
You also
I
have
that.
Experienced that? And then the
yes.
Jills singing Shadows of the Night.
Great. Great.
And
that sounds,
yeah,
sounds
that
like a wonderful time.
Our honestly, our orientation really was just very acapella based.
Yeah. Tufts
so
does
ours.
Tufts does an amazing job for like the first 2 weeks of school. You think acapella is the only extracurricular year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. When
everyone I know tried out for acapella.
Yeah, no, I auditioned for acapella. Michelle,
I was,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
No.
I tried out for the Jills, which is probably why I don't listen to any of their music.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
That's how that goes.
Mm. It's honestly.
No shade.
It's honestly insane. They really are like acapella.
Yeah, like, my friend who's in our pre-orientation group, who's like, he's like in pyro, he's like very emo, he's like, he hates everything acapella. He almost auditioned for acapella because he thought that was like the only way to do music here.
Yeah.
Like,
no, absolutely
right. And then it's like,
is it not the only way to do music here?
Yeah,
I've still been sold that.
Actually, it's not. Tusk Concert is away. Please sign up for Battle of the Bands.
Tusk.
Please.
What a plug.
Whoever is out there.
I know
Please
you are.
Battle.
Wait, oh my god. Can I get the Bubs to audition? Or
oh
to
my
sign
god.
Up?
Yes.
To.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's really funny because then like you go through the years and you're like, oh, like, I feel like acapella is kind of dying. And then you just realize it's not dying. It's just, like, they convinced you so much in the beginning of the year that it was all about acapella.
Yeah.
Then when it's not, you're like, oh, I thought that ended.
Acapella is dead at Tufts.
It's not.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
No, no, no.
It's very present, unfortunately.
Mm. Unfortunately?
I don't know, I did acapella in high school. Wait, Michelle, were you on the show when I was, like, playing a track from...
No, I was not. I would love to... Wait, what was your acapella group called, Charlotte?
Sassafras.
Oh, my God.
Stop. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense, though. I understand.
I would love to.
You know, we sang a mashup of Survivor by Destiny's Child and I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, genius.
And, wait, like, I was playing, like, the demo from it, and Meg's sister texted and was like, this is the whitest thing ever. Which is not wrong.
Wait, were you like acapella president or something?
Oh,
acapella president? Is that a position?
I was not president of the
acapella captain
program, but I was the one of the heads of my individual group, and I also was head of marketing and like
You're
graphic
head
design.
Of
marketing for acapella.
Yes.
Damn.
Marketing director.
Marketing
drink in Latin. Acapella program.
That's so funny. Also really cool.
Mm-hmm. No,
she's
like
the graphic designer.
No, we actually our gear senior year was actually kind of cool because that was when Hotline Bling was beginning to pop up.
Oh.
So like our sweatshirts were like baby pink, and it had like 1-800-Cambridge, 1-800-Fringe-and-Latin, 1-800 like acapella. It was like really cool, but it was for the acapella program. So that just like all clout it might have had back in like 2015, just like.
Was that your idea? Genius.
Yeah, I designed it.
It's well genius. Thank the you. Marketing director has succeeded.
No, my campaigns were good. You ever just like look back at your 2013 self and you're like, wow, I hated everything about me, but I did peak back then.
Oh, honestly,
like, yes. I was a garbage can, but I was like a golden piece of trash.
I did so many things in middle school.
Yeah, me too. I was really productive. Yeah.
And then high school, I just like trash.
Yeah.
Did nothing. And now I'm here.
Freshman year of high school, my first year, I was like very, very intense.
Mm-hmm. No, I was gonna get a 93 and cry.
Yes, were you like, I feel like I was a student. Like, I don't know what that was.
Wait, what?
I've never gotten below a 94 in high school. And now
I thought you were going to say I was so chill. I would get B's and be like, yeah, hey, baby.
No.
I was like, you're going to think we're such nerds.
No.
She just thinks we're stupid.
Yeah, now she...
Oh, my God. She did not, like, shake her head. She just nodded. No. She was like, yeah, I'm going to go audition for the Cheap Socks with my, like, never getting below a 94 looking, like...
Oh my goodness. Wow. Honestly, we're it's fine. Like, in ninth grade, I was a very hardcore student.
Mm-hmm.
And then that just went away.
Mm-hmm.
Or like it got channeled just into like general just like anxiety that didn't translate into good grades.
Yeah.
That's what happened as I went through high school. I was the same level of like stressed, but it just did not work out for me.
I just got better at taking naps. I think that's what I've improved.
Speaking of naps, like how did I stay awake from like 7 till like 11 or midnight? Like
I don't know.
I wake
up at 10. I take a nap during the day. I don't do anything for 6 hours, and then like
then I go back to
10:30 comes around. I'm like, wow, I'm so tired.
No, some days in college, I literally like go on like a 12 and 12 hour schedule. Like 12 hours yeah. sleep, 12 hours awake.
No, I'm usually only awake for about 13 hours. Like, no, actually.
Honestly,
I thought
you
meant a week, like 13 hours a week. And I was like, what?
That she never sleeps. She just closes her eyes for a second.
Oh my god. Going into my 17th birthday, so my junior year of high school, I like pulled an all-nighter because I was completing like a project for something. Yeah. And I hallucinated. I was seeing like twinkle things. I was like seeing sort of like I was like literally seeing stars.
No.
Well, that's fun.
And then I just broke down. I just like started sobbing in the hallway and I was like, can I go home?
That's so scary.
That's
all
terrifying.
Nighters are so frightening. Mm-hmm. Like you're just it's just like the next day you feel like someone else.
Honestly, wrong. It ruins my week. I just, like, have to take a week to recover, and then the weekend comes around, and I almost feel normal, but I think it's ruined me permanently, so.
Yeah, it's really, like, it's truly scary.
Yeah.
You know what I'm regretting right now?
What are you?
We got brunch today, Michelle, and, like, a bunch of people from our pre-orientation.
Yeah.
And I was deciding between juice and chocolate milk, because I'm 7, and I want chocolate milk, and it didn't refresh me the way that I needed to.
What kind of juice did you want? Orange juice?
Orange mango.
Orange mango.
Ooh, and you picked chocolate milk?
Know.
Honestly, I would have picked chocolate milk too, but orange mango sounds
do you
really
know what?
Good right now.
Orange juice is like something that, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I will not get it a lot. But then when I get it, I'm like, this is so good. And then I'm like, well, just gonna wait like another year to buy this.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And like the Tropicana, like they have all those good like flavor combos.
Yeah, they do.
Like orange tangerine, which you think would be bad.
Isn't, what's the difference between an orange and a tangerine?
Oh,
if only we had the internet.
If only it wasn't 1980.
What?
I don't know. I'm really tired. My jokes are truly subpar. This is why I didn't get into
cheese. They're both citrus fruits.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. I don't know how much help you need, so I'm giving it all.
That's fine.
I'm just giving all of me.
She's leaving it all on the floor.
I'm being vulnerable with you, and you're just...
I'm so sorry.
Breaking me down.
Please, please illuminate me.
We got below 94s.
I can't help you anymore.
Tangerine is smaller than orange.
Do they taste different? That's
okay,
what I
okay.
Like, why would an orange tangerine... I don't know what
right.
the taste...
What does
okay,
it add?
Oranges,
what
is, oranges are sweet.
And tangerines
are
salty?
Less... they're sugar, they're spice, and everything nice.
The Powerpuff Girls?
Tangerines are less sour or okay. tart.
But okay. didn't you just say that oranges are sweet?
I know. No, this is... I'm reading verbatim what it says. It says oranges are sweet, and tangerines are less sour. Like, but I feel like that's kind of just saying the same thing.
So oranges are sweet, and tangerines are sweet.
Yeah.
And that's the juice is
and
sweet.
That's it. That is,
yeah. So you have sweet juice.
Okay. Oranges are more acidic.
Okay.
That's a difference. I can get behind that. Maybe.
Excellent.
Great. I'm glad we came to the bottom of that.
Okay. Summary: tangerine is smaller than orange.
If you're listening out there.
I'm still. the peel of a tangerine can be easily removed, unlike that of an orange.
Okay. Does that do for the juice?
The only thing it really says about the, besides like acidity, the only thing it says about taste, which I find so frustrating is because it doesn't make sense, is oranges are sweet and tangerines are less sour or tart than that of oranges. But
oranges are sweet.
That makes no
oranges
sense.
Oranges aren't sour is the issue.
Wait, one time when I was in high school, this is embarrassing, this was in high school, someone was like, I'll pay you $1 if you eat an orange peel. Like you chew it and just swallow it. And I did.
One time in third grade, I tried to eat a pine cone and in front of my crush to like prove this is how much internalized misogyny I've like always been just entrenched
That's
in.
So true.
But I thought like eating a pine cone in front of him would be like, I'm a tomboy, like I'm not like other girls. Like
so you ate
I eat nails. But then he turned out to be gay.
That is so funny. Watch me eat this pine cone.
No, he wasn't paying attention to me, and I was like, oh, Lucas, I think I'm going to eat this pine cone. And I got through, like, you know how, like, pine cones have, like, little, like, you can, like, pick
Peel
off.
Peel them off.
Yeah, yeah. I ate, like, two or three, and
oh
I was just like,
God.
I think I'm going to get
Watch
sick from this.
Watch
me go and eat this pine cone.
Oh, wow. That is the funniest
That's very
story.
Impressive.
Apparently not.
It's not. He's gay now. He's gay because of that.
I scared him away.
That was it.
Yeah, that was the final straw.
Oh my God.
I like mixing idioms up. Like, that was the short straw that broke the camel's back.
The short straw that broke. Yeah.
Just the short straw.
There's a word for that.
Mixing idioms up?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know it. But there is. It's possible.
Malifors?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. What a word.
What a word.
What a world.
What a
word.
Well,
what a world.
Let's get back to our training and our...
Okay.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, don't you agree?
Yes.
Don't you agree, listeners who are listening over sound waves?
Yeah. Beautiful. Listen up, everybody, and agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a whip. Myself and I don't need you. Yeah. There's something about them looks deceitful. Yeah. What goes around comes around, karma. I don't fuss, I don't want drama. You know me and you know we know saga. We can go distance, lasting forever. Yeah. Manners don't deserve manners. Bad vibes don't deserve badders. Energy will run out and vanish. Cause when you step in, girl, you have finishing moves. Now I need a brother really confused. No matter, girl, I'm mimicking you. It must be the bow in you. Cause you're holding all this time. Spending money quite fast. Baby girl, you're quite bad. How you doing like that?
you as long as you give me all your love. I know be the kind of guy we go leave you hanging. Leave you, give you from night to morning, I make you happy. Positive vibes I go give. Give me chance, my girl, you see. I know your body be here. Sexual healing, you are gonna see.
Shout out that.
To protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
This and that, I take a sip of this and a hit at that. I'ma have everything on the rack. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you give me everything I want, baby, maybe you could be the one. We can kick it, we can have some fun. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can be with you. Oh, I want all my clothes designer. Oh, I want someone else to buy them. Yeah, if I cannot get it right now. Now, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it at all. I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it at all. Give me all of your attention. You better hook it up at the place I like. Gotta make it fit like the perfect size. Oh yeah, oh yeah. And if you give me everything I want, you go from none to number one. Yeah, you're so cute, yeah, you're so fine. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Baby, don't you fight it. Close your eyes and swipe it. Maybe I could be with you. If you buy me diamonds and you keep me smiling, baby, I can.
Yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Mozzie Wazzy back on the mic. I just want it all, as Kim Petras does. And I just want to say that if you heard that smooth transition out of that song and into the speaking part, then you're listening to the best show.
WMFO Medford.
To WMFO Medford. Yes, you are, in case you were wondering. And now, I hope all you late night drivers out there and late night listeners, I'm getting really into this. You know, I hope you're all having a good night. I hope that your transition into your night is as smooth as my transition out of that song.
Silk sheets with
Mozzie Wazzy. Silk sheets with
Bedtime magic.
Silk sheets. Pillow talk with Mozzie Wazzy. You're listening to Pillow Talk. Just kidding. You're listening to WMFO Medford. Don't get me wrong.
No fun. No fun.
WMFO for life. And now, next up is another song for you kids. And I hope that you enjoy it.
Seem to be so true. How could you ever look me right in the eye and tell me I love your goddamn lie? Love turned to despise. Fuck you, I can't be involved in all of this bull. Best believe I'm through with you, with you, with you. Fuck you, it's funny how you're sorry. So real. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Plenty would tell you I'm the one. You'll never find another, you'll never do another. Fuck you, can't be involved in all of this bull. Best believe I'm through with you, with you.
Yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is. One.
With coke and a dollar bill, stems and crack capsules. Take a blast.
Kitty.
other girls go day one corner.
One corner, one corner.
I bless the day I found you.
Let's go.
Oh Lord have mercy.
Ayele o ibosi o.
Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
Hello, hello.
Did you turn it on?
Yeah, I turned it off.
Turn it all off.
Oh, shoot. We're good. We're good. What's up? It's Shahana and... This is great. Our transitions were perfect. We're flawless.
Smooth.
Tonight is stellar.
Silk sheets with Shahana. This is Pillow Talk.
Pillow Talk continued, part two. Yeah, this is great. We're all having a great time. Wicked Pissa is, that's fun.
WMFO Medford, right on the dot.
Oh, shoot. That's right.
This is Charleg, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, with Meshag and Shahana.
My dad's name is Sean. I feel like that might work better with...
How's it spelled?
S-E-A-N.
That's the way my cousin spelled. That's the
Because it's the very... Yeah, it's very Irish.
Yeah.
He's very Irish.
Extremely Irish
guy. Yeah, that's it. So that's great.
Scene.
It's really great because he wanted to name me Susquehanna.
It's like a pumpkin breed.
It could have been. It honestly could have been. We're going to go back to music now because that's better.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
I'm a corporation. I'm the press conference. You a conversation. Huh?